All right, we're back at it. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
Yes, sir.
We got Detroit in the building. He's still on that time. Yeah, been here though. Been running all day. You know what I'm saying? Baby Money, what's up, man?
What's up with y'all?
Appreciate you pulling on up.
I appreciate y'all.
Man, welcome, bro.
I appreciate it.
Now, before we get to it, I'm that guy, right? It's a guy like that in every city that you go to. I'm one of them niggas. So I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't think I was going to like your music.
You did?
No. Why? When I first heard of you, I was like, I don't know, it's like another baby.
It's hard to keep up with them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got enough babies. I'm not interested in having kids anytime soon.
Oh, shit.
But when I listened to, was it Easy Money, right? Mm-hmm. And then I think I went back one, but I listened to Easy Money, and I was like, damn, this shit actually is, it's actually hard.
Yeah.
And I'm not even, and I'm gonna be honest with you, it's kind of alienating. The Easy Money album is alienating because I'm not a rich nigga.
Make you feel a kind of way.
I feel like the money is for rich niggas, right?
Right, that's it. No, that's for everybody.
Nah, bro, don't do that.
You feel me?
No.
Every dollar.
No, it's
count.
Not.
This shit for
every
everybody.
Song is a Mary this and this. I can't even pronounce some of the shit on the album because I don't know. Like, we were, like, his wife got these for us. Yeah. You know, so how you feel about these? These plastic.
Nice, I wear that.
You fuck with
man.
This plastic. It's that Ziploc.
I wear that. So, I actually wear that.
You're a fool, man.
But nah, I felt like when I first like listened to the album all the way through, because I like to press play and let it run before I go back and listen to, like,
for
pick through it or whatever. I feel like nobody does that anymore. Everybody just go to their song, look
you
at
hear
the
it one time, be like, I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah. I just put it on and let it run in the house while I was doing shit, and I'm like, I love the beat selection, but I like the fact that it sound like you write to the beat. You know how, like, some people, like, some artists will be like, oh, I already got something for this. They write before they hear it. Am I wrong in assuming that you write to the music?
Yeah, like, I haven't, like, actually used a pen.
Not write like that, but I mean.
I'm talking about, I bar for bar everything. Like,
so you hear the beat and
I
then
hear
you
the
do
beat and I just go
that's
there
what I'm
and
saying.
Sit
because a lot of artists, they'll take a 16 that they wrote and just put it on this random
shit
beat.
That they already have for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I can tell, like, when I'm listening to your music sonically, I can tell you, like, you in there marrying the music.
For sure, you gotta listen to the beat for a minute.
That's what's up.
Have you tried it the other way? Have you tried, like, different styles and kind of feel like what works for you? You just know that I locked in on this. This works for me.
I think I've been, like, so it was like when I first started rapping, I was doing what he was just saying, like, write some shit down. By the time it's time to do a song, I already got some shit, beating everybody to the punch, you feel me?
Yeah.
But it used to be times I'd sit in the studio, like, hot people from the city, and I see them just come in and do their shit so quick. And you got a nigga like me, I got to listen to the beat for a minute.
He like, hold on, I got something for this. Wait, nah.
Literally, I got to listen to the beat for an hour. He go in 5 minutes. You know, I'm nigga slowing the song down. Now, like, oh, I don't want him here. So when I finally got a chance to sitting there, like, oh, this is really easy. You're really just going for real, taking your time, bar by bar, making sure everything makes sense. I've been stuck on it. And I learned that shit when I was, like, 17. I'm 25 now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say what's interesting about that is that you learned, it seems you learned early, like, how to get out of your own comfort zone and learn how to apply that. You know what I'm saying?
For sure,
so that's dope.
Because you don't want to be the person slowing the song up when it's 10 good ass rappers in here.
Oh, everybody looking at you too.
Like, awesome.
You ain't got nothing yet?
It's your turn.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
and they're fighting for
bro,
position.
Take your turn real quick. He's like, hell duh.
When you say you write bar for bar, what does that look like? Don't that take a long ass time?
Not for me. I think I've been doing it for so long that it's like.
It seemed like it would take longer.
Once I know,
like,
the topic,
do a bar, record it, do another bar, record it.
And I record myself. That's the thing. I know that's irritating. Like, when the engineer, you got to keep telling the engineer, hey, play it back.
Go
one
back
time.
Run
one
that
more
back.
Time. And his mind, like, for he got to do this because he getting paid. It's like, not no problem to you when you looking at it. But him, he like, man, this nigga take 4 hours on one song. Like, you know? So when I found out that you really don't got to do nothing but press 3 to record yourself, I got addicted to it. Like,
let's say the whole album, like Easy Money, you recorded yourself?
Most of the songs, yeah. Damn. Other than like a couple of hell of a,
Damn, that's interesting. Because I remember talking, we had like an artist out here, his name is Problem. And then also we talked to Nipsey. And they both have the similar thing where they kind of felt their comfort zone in recording themselves. So how is that transition when you do go to work with somebody else? Is it like a big adjustment?
Nah, but I do catch myself out of town. Like, hey, move real quick.
Let me get this.
Cause you probably ain't moving at my pace. Mm-hmm. I wanna go. Like, cause my mind, I'm thinking, I don't think of just one bar. Like when I go in there, I'm gonna think of 4 or 5 bars to go real quick. Then we on to the next 4 or 5 bars.
Word.
Literally.
Is there anything that you need in the studio to kind of like help inspire or kind of just like kickstart? Or it's like once you, it's just literally the beat.
I always need one of my people in there. Mm. Why? Because the engineer's job is to make sure he get paid. So sometimes you can't listen to the engineer. Yeah. The engineer gonna tell you, oh no, that shit hard. He getting $100 an hour. He wants you, go ahead. That shit hard as hell.
Yeah.
You feel me? I need somebody who ain't gonna tell me like, no, I don't think you should say that.
I love that. Because a gang, okay. Again, like I told you in the beginning, I'm that guy. So I go to everybody's studio session out here and I'll be like, no, that ain't it. That shit weak. No, I'll be having Ed, like Wayno. People like him in his position out here, they all be mad at me.
I asked Wayno though. I was in there. I kept coming out the studio. How you feel about that, bro? Like, yeah. You don't got to do that. I'm like, it's just something that I regularly do. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, so you're not opposed to, you like people telling you, nah, that shit ain't it. Go rewrite your whole verse.
Yeah, because like at the end of the day, if you my people's, shit, it's a reflection of you too. When they see like, when they be like, nah, Baby Money weak as hell, they really talking about all of us.
Your whole crew.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So hell yeah.
That's fire, bro. I love that. So you okay with constructive criticism? You okay with like?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So have anybody ever told you that they don't like your music?
I don't know. I don't think they never told me that. I got a brother that's he the most hardest person ever to make happy with this shit. Like my big brother, I swear.
He had everything.
I could play the hardest song to him. I'm talking
bobbing
about
your
hardest,
head, all that.
Hardest song in the world can make the whole room move.
Yeah.
He gonna be like, I think you can go harder, that shit.
Yeah.
Like, damn, nigga, you just watched me work on this for so long.
Can you bob your head for a second at least? Give me something.
Right here, probably then, I'll play the song 3 months later. Oh, no, this hard. Like, bro, you was in the studio. You just told me, you didn't like this.
Do you think that's something that's, he's doing that to make you go harder, or is it really, like, just his taste in music? As far as you know.
I feel like he see what I actually can do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So it probably is, like... No, I don't like that. I feel like you could have said something more crazy. Even if you said some crazy
shit,
I feel like you
could
have said.
So it holds a little more weight when you actually do something that he's impressed by. It's like, oh shit! If he say that shit's good,
if he say this hard, like I was just shooting a video the other day. I'm like, man, what video should I shoot? I called him. I say, bro, what song should I shoot right here? He instantly went to his phone. This all I've been listening to every day.
Oh damn!
I'm gonna shoot that real quick.
So he like it. It must be out of here.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Something I want to talk to you about is the Detroit sound. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's had, like, obviously everybody, every region get they moment, right?
Get that time, for sure.
Everybody get their moment. But I feel like Detroit, like, came in and it's kind of like having a run where it don't seem like it's slowing down.
Not at all.
Like, I mean, you have other people that have come and gone and not really, you know, in the forefront of things anymore. But
mm-hmm.
I don't need to get into names. But what's interesting to me is the tempo and the sound of it. I love that shit because I'm so tired.
Lately,
it's
been somebody new. It's been somebody new every
day.
Oh
my God, bro! Like, and nothing again. Again, just full transparency. I'm biased as fuck. I'm a West Coast. I'm that guy. I just love our shit more than I love my shit more than I love your shit. Atlanta, Florida. I don't give a fuck. I'm biased to our shit.
For
right?
sure.
I'm born and raised here. That's how I'm supposed to feel. But
that's like us with the Lions. Like, they might not win one,
bro.
But
the Lions are trash, bro.
But to us, we like,
right,
no,
that shit.
They gonna get one.
They get this year, right?
I'm just saying,
we gotta keep it a buck, bro. But I'm just saying, I mean, but there's a such thing as ugly babies. And if your baby is ugly, you're still supposed to love it.
Motherfuckers still call it cute when they do that shit.
Right.
So you co-signed the notion that they're ugly babies.
Huh?
There are such thing as ugly babies?
Hell no.
There is a such thing as ugly babies, bro. Don't do that.
All babies is fine.
No, don't do that.
They come out beautiful.
You know you seen an ugly ass baby.
That's right.
You turn 9 and 10, I'm stinging you. I'm telling you.
Because now you can handle it.
You was a baby, I swear.
Right.
Are you a father?
No.
Okay.
But what I was going to say is I'm tired of these, like, just slow ass, like dragged out, like tempos and shit
But the drugs have us slowed down. So.
And I feel like the Detroit movement is, I can relate to it because it's tempo involved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's that shit moving.
We on our feet with it, you're gonna be moving.
How do I say this? Does Detroit or the area, the region, identify as having that sound? Because I know, like, when you ever heard of the term two West Coast? Mm. So out here, we'll hear people say, people from Atlanta, people from New York, they'll come out here and be like, this shit too West Coast. I don't know what the fuck that means. But I ain't never heard nobody say, this shit too Midwest. This shit too East Coast. This shit's too South. Like, you never heard an Outkast record or a Future record and somebody said, this shit is too South.
Yeah, well, I mean, right. they'll cover it with trap. They'll say trap. It's too trap.
They say that?
Yeah, I've heard people say that.
So, from your section, right? In your section, do y'all identify? Do y'all have that conversation at all? Or is that, like, not even something they spoke about? Or is it just music?
It's just music for us.
Really?
Why do you think that, from my perspective, I feel like the support is very important. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that kind of holds the city up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From your perspective, how is the support from your side coming up and the people that are in the game right now to kind of embrace you? How important is that? Because I think that's one thing that other cities can kind of take from in order to kind of like get longevity.
I ain't gonna lie. So like everybody, our shit was so underground for so long, mm-hmm. everybody got to know each other before this shit even happened.
Got it.
It's like, it's so small, we even gonna end up at the same studio together, or your man's gonna end up being my man, so some way we fuck around and end up being cousins. That's how small Detroit is, for real. Yeah. So it's like, the support crazy, because I knew all these niggas before they get on. So it's like, when they do get on, they posting my music, they put me on their platform, they helping me grow at the same time.
Was there ever a turning moment where you feel like that the city more embraced each other at the time? Because I feel like, again, every section, every region has those people that say, man, the city don't support us. The city mm-hmm. don't, you know, show us love like they should. Was there ever a turning moment that you feel from your perspective as Detroit, you know what I'm saying, that's like kind of turn it around and start supporting more than it had been?
I don't think it was no moment. But ever since T signs, like, people been getting signed, I can say that.
Gotcha.
Like, that changed since.
Dude, I wanted to ask you about, as far as like being from that region, you signed the QC.
Uh-huh.
And that's obviously like a southern entity. But being that the Midwest is so rich in music history, what made you want to sign to a southern label?
It really wasn't about the southern or nothing like that. It was more like they pushed their artists.
Facts.
Even if they got Lil Baby on there, Amigos, they got like the hottest people in the world, and they still take their time out to push the people they just signed. They still hustling like they nobody. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Support. Yeah.
So that was one thing, the hustle. I know that they're going to help me shit. We're going to help each other win at the same time. And that's something a nigga always dreamed about, like, you know, when you was a kid, like, if I had to sign somebody right now, it'd be QC.
Word.
You feel what I'm saying?
So how long before you was dreaming about that to actually happen?
I don't know. I wrote P in 2018 and told him he's going to be signing me soon. Shit, I got signed last year.
For real?
Yeah.
What you mean you wrote him? Like, you DM'd him?
I DM'd him.
Did he see it?
Yeah, that's how I ended up getting in contact with him when we first got on the phone. He ended up DMing me back to that. Then I talked to him on the phone.
He's like, yo, I seen your message. I seen it. Damn, like, that's crazy.
He like, I had to write you back because I feel like I missed it. You feel me?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they gotta add an extra digit on the contract. Yeah, he played you.
Say, I've been waiting.
Yeah, you've been waiting your turn. And I also you just said something about you know, everybody as far as like you winning and shit like that. How many people was on your team? Because I saw a video of you and you was like, bro, I'm putting all my homies on. And then I looked in the back and it was like 19 niggas.
Yeah, I got like, I got eight brothers and sisters.
You said you got how many?
You said 80?
Eight.
I'm like, bro, that ain't possible. Yes, cat.
I got eight brothers and sisters off the bill. Shit. I got best friends.
So it's nine of y'all?
Yeah.
That's wild.
But like, so y'all have the same parents?
Same mama.
Same mom?
Yeah.
Your mom's a gangster, bro.
For sure.
Damn, dude.
She still with us?
Hell yeah.
Bro, you need to buy your mom something.
Mom from the streets.
Bro, she had nine kids?
Hell yeah.
Where are you? Hold on.
I'm in the middle.
Like right in the middle?
Yeah.
Number seven?
What?
Oh, no, I'm tripping. No, seven.
I'm five.
This nigga's retarded.
Yeah, I'm thinking of some other shit. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm thinking, I'm on some other shit.
I think I'm at five. I'm like number five for sure.
So you the middle child?
I'm number six.
Okay, so you a little bit later.
Yeah.
Younger
which
side.
Which one got to go to the military if the military come? The middle child, right?
No, it would be five, not six.
I'm good. I know. That's what I'm asking.
You straight.
So I'm not going. That's what it
is. So wait. I remember you saying that you got your name because you was always the youngest, and you had money, but you the middle child. So
yeah, it wasn't like the youngest as like the kids. I always hung with like grown people my whole life.
So it was like how was the family in terms of like supporting the music? Like how's mom's like when you first started doing it?
My mom would be mad as hell when I say shit. And I'd be my son like, what'd I just say? I said 013. I was scamming niggas with my mama. She'd be on that, she's like, why the fuck would you say that on the song, though? Like, even if we
That's
did
a
do that.
Fact.
She'd be mad as hell.
Bro, okay. That leads me to my next point.
She'd be saying shit like, you know you said my name in there. Do I get some money off of that? Because you,
you dropped
that.
Name.
That leads me to my next point. I was listening to your music, and I'm like, obviously they just started doing this, but they charging people for their lyrics and shit like that. Like, do you think about that now, going forward, making the new music, or you ain't tripping?
They charge what?
They charging niggas. They using people's lyrics against them in court, like for different things. Like based on what your mom said to you too. Like, why the fuck would you say?
I think I say fake, y'all.
There you go. There it is. Fact. I like this.
That shit ain't real.
I like this. Let's clear that shit up right there.
If music wasn't a thing, what was the thing that you were into prior to
basketball? Fucking the gut real quick.
I saw you say you could hoop, but like,
I ain't just saying it either.
Okay, but how tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Okay, when you say you could hoop though,
I could hoop.
Have you seen other celebrities play?
I could hoop.
I seen Quavo hoop.
That's cool. I fuck Quavo up. J. Cole, Dirk. It's gonna happen.
I feel like anybody can beat J. Cole. J. Cole's record.
J. Cole hard. You tripping.
Is he better than you?
Not me, but he's nice. He's nice though.
Have you seen Chris Brown play basketball?
Nope. I watch J. Cole Dirk shit. I seen Quavo shit for sure.
I don't think I seen Dirk play, but I seen Chris Brown
Dirk
play.
Dirk be working out with what's his dude named? Chris Berkeley?
I seen Chris Brown play, bro. And Breezy got game, bro.
I ain't never seen him play.
He could hoop, bro.
We're gonna
see. You feel like you like up there. You like one of them ones when it comes to music.
It ain't just the confidence either.
Is there anybody that can get you?
That can beat me?
Yeah. Ain't nobody.
I'm gonna be arrogant first. Go ahead. Hell no. You hear me? I'm gonna be arrogant.
Because I just said once people see some shit, is there any type of footage out there of anybody breaking your ankles?
Hell no.
None of that.
There's some footage out there. A nigga hit me so hard in football when I was like 11. I never played it.
He was like,
no more fuck
football.
That. I'm out.
It's basketball.
Man, I hit my head so hard on the gate. I never played football again. I said them niggas playing a grown man sport.
Are you better at as far as hooping, right? Are you better defense, offense?
Offense, both shit.
Like, what's your game though? Like inside, you got a jumper.
I know I can shoot that bitch good to the rack, whatever I need to.
He said everything is good and valid.
Bro, you not LeBron James, bro. LeBron. I know, like you gotta have a weak spot.
Yeah, why would I say my weak spot? You tell them when niggas come at me, they gonna have it.
They gonna be looking at this nigga in the celebrity games.
Right. You know what I'm saying? He fresh meat.
Yeah, they gonna know everything already.
Dude, man, who do you look forward, or is there anybody that you're looking forward to working with? Is there any people on the mind that you got that you're like, man, look, I gotta get it in with them?
Really everybody but Dirk. Baby. What's cuz name? Like, old school cuz, I like it. Anthony Hamilton. I wanna do some
really?
Shit with Anthony Hamilton.
I think that would be dope.
I wanna do some. I like the song Cool.
I think you and Anthony Hamilton would be dope.
But I fuck like all the young people right now, like our whole generation going crazy. So I say everybody.
When it comes to trying to work with people at this point, do you try let the music speak for itself and just like let the business handle it? Or are you a person that's like wants to reach out to people and like, look, hey, I'm gonna work. Let's get it in.
I ain't through DMs. I ain't into the DMs and shit. But if I see you out, I ain't gonna bite. I ain't gonna hold my tongue.
Let them know you're a fan, whatever the case.
For sure. I don't look at it crazy. Yeah. I'm a fan.
I think that's important because a lot of times people hold their tongue on that. And it's like, damn, you could be blocking your blessings by not speaking up and saying something.
For real,
you know
for real.
I mean?
That's getting you. Like, shit, I'm already signing QC. They got me in a room, but they ain't gonna talk for me.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
When is the last time you used the QC name for, you know? Anything.
I don't know. I think they see it. I always got this on, so I really ain't got to say it. I ain't gonna lie.
You try to get some like free food or some shit? You ever try like little burger spot?
They
like,
give it to me.
Word.
They give it to me for sure, for sure. That shit crazy.
You be running that shit up.
That shit fun.
I'll be charging your ass.
As double. You should.
I'm charging. Fuck that.
I used to work for, when I first started radio, I used to park with the station vehicle and pull up at different spots and get free food all
and
the
nobody
time.
Gonna say shit
when
to
nobody
you.
Nobody gonna say shit.
They so used to
at
see
at all.
You.
Hey man, come on. Hey. I shout you on the radio. What's up? Give me some, you know, free food, free meal.
Our city got a lot of love in it right now, yeah. though. So it's like, it's kind of almost at the point like that where everybody helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to something you said about when you brought up your moms in the music. You know, I remember I wrote this down because I wanted to ask you about it. On the song Mine on It. That's the song, right?
Mine on It. Yeah.
I like that song. On the song Mine on It, though, you said, Mom told me to stop sipping. You got a belly. So... Is your mom's, well, one, is your mom's, like, hold you accountable, like, for the shit you be doing, and, like, she be on your ass?
Oh, off top. You're gonna act grown, you're gonna teach whatever come with it.
Right. So your mom's and then your brother are your two, those two are the ones who kind of keep you.
Hey, all my brothers, we close as hell, like, ain't none of us really have our daddy. My daddy, the only person daddy who did, but. Ain't none of us really have our day, so we was really close as hell. Mm-hmm. We come from one fight, we all fight. Like, it can be a one-on-one, damn. We got to get jumped, cuz. So.
Yeah,
there's really ain't no point to fight her, so.
Now, when it came to, as far as, see, you say y'all close as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all never beefed over, like.
We beef all the time.
Somebody ate the last Pop-Tart. Like, I used to get into it over my
not over little shit like that. We so petty, we used to, like, play each other for our clothes. Like, you got something sweeter than me? Like, we gonna play. I come from a basketball family. Like, my hood, I grew up with Derrick Coleman, who played for the 76ers. Yeah. Like, my whole hood played basketball. Like, every person you see played basketball in my hood. So, we come from that competition. Like, oh, you got some better practice than me? Let's play one-on-one for them.
And you gotta come out of them right there.
Right there.
And you
give them to somebody gonna be on the sideline with both pairs. This shit crazy.
What is, have you, and you never lost any of them?
No, I lost a couple.
Okay, I'm making sure.
I got some sweet ass brothers. My brothers.
Way better. So your brothers is nicer than you?
Yeah, fuck. You gotta get them.
Hey, you gotta admit it. Might as well be family. You know what I mean?
Props. They nice.
I like that.
Does anybody do? Anybody else in your family do music?
Yeah, both of my brothers, Demo, J-Vo.
Okay.
A couple of my friends do it.
I remember you said your brother. I think you said one of your brothers was rapping before you.
Yeah, that's
Damo.
And
that's how you kind of got
my
into it.
Damo.
Damo?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He called himself Dizzy.
So you got introduced to rapping through your brother?
Yeah, it was somebody from my hood, too. His name was Nam. He was rapping back in the day. Yeah, his name was Nam.
What made you, because I remember you started really taking it serious like 2019.
Mm-hmm.
About 2019,
2020
ish.
Yeah, when I dropped Montclair Bubble, I had like a little game plan to where I'm gonna drop a video every 2 weeks and just try to stay in their face more.
But what was that switch that made you want to take music serious? Like
I lost a couple people that was actually pushing me to do the shit when I didn't want to do it. You feel what I'm saying? So when they passed away, it's more like, let me make sure I do what they want
to get out of that shit. Also, as far as like the street shit, right? Like, I always ask, because I remember I have a lot of, like, we have a lot of legends and shit on our show, like OGs, mm-hmm. right? And I always like to ask dudes, like, what age could somebody have gotten to you and taken you out of your environment and stopped you from getting into bullshit or being in the streets or whatever? What age was that?
I say this to the kids a lot. I always say, like, shit, if we had an opportunity to pick that we wanted a silver spoon, in this life, we would have went with the silver spoon.
Absolutely.
Nobody want to go through none of this shit we went through.
Right.
It ain't like we wanted, like we chose to go through this shit. This shit just happened. This shit ain't cute. This shit ain't cool. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't lead to nothing but you dead or in jail.
Facts. Do you feel bad like with the climate of hip hop, like with rappers being like one of the most dangerous professions?
Hell yeah, it just make me be on my shit more though.
As far as like, what about when you go home? Like, is it? You know, like, a lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't go back to your neighborhood. You shouldn't do this.
Yeah, I know. I be in my neighborhood a lot. I got to stop that shit.
Because everybody ain't happy for you.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And you young, and, like, they it's always somebody that feel away. Mm-hmm. They feel like it should have been them. But you didn't put in the work, bro. You wasn't buying studio time. You was doing other shit with your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff
that's
like
sacrifice.
That. Right.
what's that fine line of motivating, you know, people that come from your neighborhood, but again, needing to stay away for you specifically?
Yeah, like I went back to the hood. Well, I always in my hood, but I just gave back to the to my hood book bags and shit. And I was had security out there, just make me feel like, damn, I don't want niggas to think like,
bro,
bougie as hell, bro. And came back with security.
Bro, you need double up. And I'm not saying that on some funny shit. I'm not saying that. It's just a lot of shit going on. We just lost hella people. And I feel like it's all ego, bro. It's not even real. Mm-hmm. It's all pride and ego. That's why you pop out, you jump out the car, you leave the car running, go in the store. Like, that's all ego shit. That ain't real. It's not real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, with you having that thought, that I appreciate you being honest, but with you having that thought also lets me know that it's still in the back of your mind. Like, man, I don't want these niggas to think I'm like.
Yeah, when they ruin, when they thought really don't even matter.
It don't fucking matter, bro. It don't matter.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you doing more probably for the community than they are.
Mm, for sure.
And that's probably what they jealous of.
Does it ever have you like second guessing wanting to do this shit? Because I'm going to be honest with you, like being in media, being in this field, like having to report on all this shit, having to talk about it constantly over and over, I'm finding myself in the space of being not only numb to it, but like obviously sick and tired of it. It's like, how many more do we have to go through before motherfuckers wake up? Do you find yourself kind of going through the same thing, or do you have that motivation to be like, nah, I have a bigger purpose to
not give up, nigga. Basically numb to it for sure, but never to give up. It just make me want to, making me just want to get away even more though. Like even the people who helped get killed.
Yeah.
Like, I killed a nigga who just fed 1,000 people.
Right.
1,000 people about to starve again.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's true. That's some real shit. You said you used to give away backpacks.
Yeah.
You did like a back to school drive or something like that. How does that work when, because I know you said that, I think you dropped out of high school in 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Do you see some of the teachers? Like, do you see people?
I seen my teacher. I seen a couple teachers before.
What's the temp?
I only seen the teachers that I was cool with, though. I don't think I seen none of my teachers that I ain't fuck with. But most of them was proud.
They proud of
happy,
you.
Hell yeah.
Do you plan on getting your degree?
I got a GED, but I don't know.
Oh, okay, for sure.
But college, like.
No, you good.
Was that ever in the plan for you, though? Like, in the back of your mind, did you ever want?
Or maybe a basketball scholarship?
In my mind, I wanted to be in the NBA. You feel me? So, hell yeah, that was a plan. Okay. And if that ain't work, I wanted to sell houses.
Word.
Real estate.
Hell yeah, I always wanted
you
to be
still
in real estate.
Real estate, don't
my
you?
Brother, granddad owned like 90 houses in Michigan. He owned them bitches since I was a kid. So that was always something that I liked about.
90 houses?
That nigga got a theater in his house, fountain, water fountains and shit like that, always.
You got a house, 2-3 houses on your shit right there.
But is that something that you plan to get back into? Or something
that
you
I'm
do?
Already on that. Nice. I'm already on that.
What's one thing that people don't know about you that maybe could be a misconception, just people that don't know.
I don't
about
know.
You.
Probably people probably think I'm me. I'm really a good, cool nigga, man.
I thought you know what you don't take this the wrong way. Okay.
He going.
I know somebody say with all due respect, like, they about to disrespect. They about to disrespect. I got the same problem, but it's because I'm ugly, niggas. So
what you saying?
So ugly niggas, we just.
You see how he looped you into that shit?
Hey,
is the ugly community.
I put him in the group chat.
That's
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because when you hopped out the car outside, I'm like, damn, why he so. But you just got to, you just have a.
Wait, why so what?
Mean.
Oh.
But you not mean, though. You know
hell
what I'm saying?
Nah,
you a good dude. Like, you got great energy and shit, but it's just niggas is ugly. So the problem is that I be going through the same shit, bro. You
know he's that bottom line. I relate, my nigga.
I relate to it. I know what it's like.
You crazy.
Oh, shit.
So what can the folks expect coming up, man? What's the plan? We always ask this question. It's like on the manifestation tip. Like, the year can't end without you doing what? Like, what's on the mind? Music related or personal, whatever the case is.
I want to have like 10 houses before the year out. For sure, for sure.
You could do that, bro.
Just on the business side, nice. I want to have like 10 houses for the year out. I'm about to drop September 23rd, New Money. What, I got like 16 songs? 16 songs on there. My birthday, that's like the day before my birthday.
Nice.
Wait, you a Virgo or a Libra?
I'm on like the end. My shit on September 22nd.
He said, figure it out.
Oh, that's like, no, that's a,
like both of them. Like,
yeah, shit, like that's interesting.
Yeah.
My best, one of my best friends is a Libra. He ain't shit when it comes to women. Like, he,
damn.
I'm glad I'm both of them.
Yeah. My best friend, he's a Libra. He's a piece of shit, bro.
Oh, shit. Teddy.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that's dope. So, as far as the project, like, when you drop, right, you know, some artists, they drop and they go on a crazy run. They doing press, they traveling, they on the road. Or do you drop and be like, all right, the album out, I'm finna go chill with my family. I'm finna chill, kick my feet up for a second because I was in the studio working on this shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been trying to take that time out right now.
Before it heat up.
Yeah, yeah. Before it heat up, because once the tape drops, shit, I'll probably be on the move every day.
Right.
So, shit.
What do you do to relax?
Right now that it's low and I'm just fucking with my people while I can.
What do you do to relax?
Relax? I've been hooping.
Really?
Been hooping.
Bro, you really asking for this hoop smoke. Yeah. Diddy, is he like that? He is? Okay.
She ain't got no choice.
Yeah, she on the team. She the one in the room. Like, yeah, that shit hard. I'm getting $100.
You hear me? She ain't got no choice for real, for real. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just been hooping. Like I said, spent time with my family. So I was just locked up, so. It made me want to like be with my people so much.
Should.
It made me want to be with my. It showed me like, damn, nigga, be having so much time. You really can take out, and go chill with your people for a minute.
When you came home, what's the first thing you did?
Go straight to my people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you ate?
Fucking corned beef, macaroni.
Oh, you had like
home cooked meal.
Yeah, it was a little party for me.
Nice. That's what's up. And then as far as like, do you remember the first song you recorded?
First song I recorded was Table Turns. It's on the tape.
Bad.
For sure, for sure.
How many songs did you record for the project?
A lot.
So that my point is, how do you narrow down what actually makes it?
Trying to, basically, shit that makes sense to the project was going on. So New Money was like, shit, at the same, we did Easy Money already. I signed my deal, so it's like, I came into some new shit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm seeing different shit, I'm seeing new shit. I'm buying new shit. I made new money. You feel what I'm saying? So something that relate to that name personally.
What's the wildest thing that you purchased? Like, fuck, why I spend money on that? Like,
I don't know. Probably when I was drinking lean. Mm,
as you should. So that you kicked whack. The cup. It's done?
Yeah, that shit whack.
That's what's up, bro.
How long you been off?
Shake your head, man.
Since I got out of jail, probably like 6 months.
That's good shit, bro.
That's so
good
dope, shit. Bro, because our homie Mozzie.
That's my guy.
Yeah, Mozzie, he did a Kick the Cup challenge for a lot of the rappers out here years ago. And he told us a wild number, bro. He's like $200,000 or something he's spending
more
a year.
Than that. That shit crazy.
It was like 200 grand he said he's spending a year on that shit, bro. And it's like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and I like the fact that he was open about it because he and people that, I've been sober
that's
six.
That's a fuck up. You yeah. Gotta see where you fuck up at.
I haven't drank in 6 years. About to be the six year anniversary, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of people go through relapses, withdrawals, and they go back to it, and they mm-hmm. feel like, fuck, I fucked up, and it puts them deeper into a depression. And one thing that I like that he said about it, he said, look, man, this is my lifestyle. This is what I go through. I'm gonna go through ups and downs. So mm-hmm. the fact that he was transparent about going through those peaks and valleys was
yeah. Cause
super
we drink
dope.
It. Some people drink it for the high. Some people drink mm-hmm. it for the taste. And some people trying to numb their shit to where they ain't even thinking about something. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? And I think I was just trying to probably chase the taste. Cause nigga really ain't going through that much shit yeah. that you got.
Did you feel
every day?
Did you feel? And because I never drank before. I don't even drink alcohol, but. Did you know like you was addicted to it? Did you feel that?
Hell yeah, when you drinking all this shit and you ain't high.
Damn.
Oh,
your tolerance is crazy. You feel what I'm saying? You about to go buy a four, pour up a four, now you looking for another four. Like 16 lines in a day, that's a pint. That's bad.
So when you what was the epiphany? What was the thing where you looked at yourself and was like, I need to.
Violating probation off that shit, fucking with my life.
Facts.
Fucking with some big shit over a little bit of nothing.
Facts. That's dope, bro. I salute you, dog. I hope you
that's
know I hope that's really big. That's a big thing. One, to overcome personally, mm-hmm. but two, to talk about publicly because you might inspire another kid. Some it's a 17-year-old, it's a 20-year-old, 22-year-old somewhere that's watching you. Like, damn, if he could do it, shit, I could do it too. You know what I mean?
I'd rather have the money.
Facts. And more importantly, again, if for whatever, and this is more a lesson for anybody else that's going through shit like that. If you do slip up, hey, try again. Don't let that dig you deeper into this shit.
Yeah,
like, oh,
say,
I can't do
say
it.
Fuck it a couple times. Yeah. Like, once you say fuck it so many times, you're like,
it happens, man.
Man, look, I'm glad I got
a
chance.
And it'd be funny when you the sober person in the room.
Oh, yeah.
You watching everybody else, that should be so funny.
What's the biggest epiphany that you've had in that situation? Like,
watching niggas while you sober.
Like, seeing other people as the sober one now, do you look at it like,
that's what I was doing?
Yeah, right. Then you looking like, oh, I was a real asshole.
I was a crackhead, basically.
Right.
That's how you be looking. Catch yourself sleep. Dumb as hell.
Hey, bro, I think, like I said, I'm happy for you. Two, I'm glad we got a chance to chop it up. Because I was really not, until I listened to the last project, I was like, I wasn't sold.
Yeah.
That shit hard. Bro. I would tell you if it was whack, bro.
I appreciate it.
I would definitely tell you.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Please tell
so
me.
So I listen to the new shit, I'm going to hit you and be like, nah, this ain't it. Or I'll be like, this shit.
No, I need you to tell me that. You know Make me work 10 times harder.
Is there anything you want the people to know as you on this run while you kind of have the downtime now and going to kick back up?
Yeah, I got so much shit coming, man. I just need y'all to rock with me. Y'all about to see all this shit. I got nice people on my tape. New Money, September 23rd. Try to get y'all something in the mist before the year go out.
As you should.
Let me ask you one last question. Do you get annoyed? Let's say that when the project does drop, and there will be people that's going to do it, that hit you the next day or the next week. All right, so when the next one drops.
When the next
one. Dude.
Does that piss you off?
Like, bro, I just dropped yesterday.
You like, run this one up.
Like, yeah, like, damn. But it's so crazy, but I got a setup to where I'm going to drop every 2 weeks, so you ain't going to have to ask me that.
Smart.
I'm going to make sure I stay in.
But that's a good problem to have, too, because it's like people are tapped in. Obviously, it's what you got going on. Uh-huh. And, you know, it could be worse. So, you know, people could not ask you shit.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Man.
Is there anybody that has tapped in with you that kind of surprised you, that fuck with you or fuck with your music?
Shit, hell yeah. Down there, everybody tapped in.
I'm talking about that one thing where it's like, damn, I didn't even know this person was even knew who I was like that.
No, not for real. I don't really be.
You don't be tripping?
No, I don't know why. It don't really be.
Yeah, but I'm saying, bro, like, you come home, right? You fresh out. You get a nice deal. Like, everything is going your way.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a moment to be in the moment, bro. Like, you got to sit down and be like,
I need to start doing that, bro. I ain't gonna cap.
Yeah, start doing that.
I be so much on the move.
Just start absorbing. I had to learn how to do it, too, because I don't know how to do that. But just sit and be like, damn, this is some real cool shit happening right now.
Yeah, I got a fucked up mindset. I'll be in that bitch looking like, man, who the fuck in here? I ain't even thinking about the moment. I'm looking like, who
did
wants
that nigga
some
go through the metal detector?
Like, who wants some bullshit in here? I'm still got my hood mind there when I need to stop that shit.
Yeah, bro.
Do you ever trip out on, you know, obviously where you at right now, when you first started, it was a goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're here, what would you tell the 17, the 16-year-old?
Don't give up. Manifest that shit. Believe in yourself. Confidence is everything.
Do you fuck with books?
Nope. I read a couple when I was in there, but right. for real.
Man,
I'm so into movies, I don't think I would fuck with books.
Would you do any acting?
Hell yeah. I was just in a movie that just came out. It's called Get Paid. It's on Tubi.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta check that out.
Hell yeah. I only got one scene in there.
That's fine.
Scene.
I gotta see. If they let you be in it, I know I'm. I'm
they got me fucked.
Baby money, man. Yo,
no,
appreciate you coming on,
bro.
Through,
appreciate
man.
Y'all having me. No
man,
course,
thank
man.
You for coming
Anytime.
Through, bro.
Detroit own,
stand up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Man, tune in. New Money, September 23rd. You know, we rock.
Baby Money is homegrown radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We'll catch y'all next time.
No hat.